Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More now on the protests in Boston and Brockton last night to honor Black Americans killed by police. It was peaceful in Boston. We'll hear about that in a few minutes. In Brockton, what had been a peaceful vigil ended in a clash between police and demonstrators. State police and the National Guard were called in to help Brockton police restore order. For more on what happened, we're joined right now by Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning.
Let me start with this morning. What's your city look like as dawn breaks here? Do you have any sense of the damage?
Well, there is some substantial damage to property, business owners downtown, broken glass. The actual district courthouse on Main Street, glass has been broken there, as well as businesses along Main Street. And unfortunately, a Dunkin' Donuts had some substantial damage done. Small fire was set actually in the interior as well that was put out. But again, I just want to reiterate that last night's events have saddened me greatly as a lifelong Brocktonian. And it's not a reflection of what the community is all about. As you said, we started the evening in a wonderful fashion at West Middle School. It was probably 300 or 400 folks there expressing themselves, and it was peaceful, and it was sharing frustrations. I led it off by taking a knee out of respect for Mr. George Floyd, and unfortunately, a separate march started to the police station, and it became very tense and violent. And I do want to thank the state police and National Guard for assisting last night, and Brockton police, because again, projectiles, including rocks and bottles and fireworks, were thrown at the police. And it's just not a reflection of what we need. You know, that doesn't help the effort. That hampers the effort. And I mean, we need to express the message of peace and systemic change, which is long overdue and is drastically needed in the city, the Commonwealth, and the nation.
Well, let me ask, were any police officers hurt in what happened at police headquarters? And what about demonstrators? Any injuries there that you know of?
So I am aware of a state police officer being injured, a minor, with a rock. He was injured by a rock, and several Brockton police officers were also injured by projectiles being thrown. There were several arrests, or a handful of arrests, according to Chief Manny Gomes. I'm not aware of any injuries from anybody that was protesting or anybody that was creating the issues that transpired last night.
Do you have a sense of whether it was the same people taking part in the earlier peaceful demonstration who later became confrontational outside police headquarters and in downtown Brockton, or was it other people, do you think?
You know, I don't know. I can tell you, when I was up at 5 o'clock to lead it off, it was a wonderful group of diverse folks. There was young and old, white and black. I mean, it was wonderful. It's a reflection of what Brockton is. I mean, Brockton is a diverse community, always has been. It's what makes Brockton, Brockton. So, as I said, you know, that was like 300 to 400 folks. I don't believe that it was all the same people. I know for a fact it couldn't have been. So I don't know, you know, what that meant in terms of folks that broke off, but I do know that the violence and the vandalism that was chosen, not an appropriate action, sad act, and has a truly detrimental impact to the cause that we all share.
You mentioned that state police and the National Guard were called in to assist Brockton police in restoring order. Was that police response, was that use of force necessary?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not a law enforcement, but I believe it was lawful. The fact that M80 fireworks and rocks and bottles were thrown at police officers, I mean, there is law and order and the standard. So, again, I strongly support peaceful protest and marching, and that's the whole basis of what Dr. King was sharing. And I had a Monday night prayer vigil at City Hall, 150 people led by the NAACP here in Brockton, and wonderful pastors and clergy, and we prayed and we comforted and we sought their guidance. And that's what it's about. It's not throwing rocks at people and creating violence and breaking, damaging. That goes against the whole principle of positive change through collaboration.
I have to ask, what are you expecting tonight in Brockton or in the days ahead? Do you think there will be more protests going forward?
Well, if there are, I welcome positive, peaceful protests. There is a curfew in effect. It's been in effect as a local emergency I did because, as you know, you and I spoke about this. Brockton has been hit, devastated. 239 folks have died because of COVID-19. So we have a curfew in effect. Strong belief that, last night hopefully was a one-off, that we can learn from that. Unfortunately, today I'll be going to all the businesses that were greatly impacted. I know Congressman Stephen Lynch is coming down. And Lieutenant Governor Polito reached out to me bright and early, and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh reached out to me as well. So, we all agree that change is needed. It's long overdue. And as a white mayor in a city that is a minority city, I welcome the change. I urge the change. I will work to be a catalyst for the change, but it has to be a nonviolent process.
One more question, Mr. Mayor, if I might. As people start to move around the city of Brockton this morning, what is your message to them?
My message is, quite honestly, we need change, but it can't be through vandalism. It can't be through violence. It has to be through actions that are peaceful, that are meaningful. We are called the City of Champions, right? And we were knocked down last night, but we're going to dust ourselves up as a community, get back up, and keep fighting. And we need to have a fight that's a positive, peaceful fight. And that's my message as mayor and as a lifelong Brocktonian and as a dad of three young kids.
Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition again, and good luck.
Thank you. Have a good day, Bob.